First off, let us give our best wishes. Let us give our thoughts, all our positivity, and all of our appreciation to our man Isaiah Collier. Zay was either nice enough or dumb enough to invite a decent number of radio folk to his wedding, which meant two things yesterday. A, you're going to have a lot of people trying to pay attention to a football game during a wedding reception.
That was embarrassing, and I was certainly complicit.
And number two, if you have an open bar, just realize you invited radio people to an open bar.
Yeah, well, radio people are all about free food and beverage, especially when that beverage is alcohol.
Oh, my goodness. And there was some tasty, tasty beverage going on.
It was a hell of a party, though. And we're all very honored to have gotten to celebrate with Isaiah and Jesse and their families and friends. Just a cool scene throughout. And one thing that I need to talk about with regards to everybody from this radio station who attended that wedding, I need to offer us a congrats, because I believe we set a Guinness World Record yesterday at the Isaiah Jesse Collier wedding with the number of Irish goodbyes pulled off consecutively by one group of people, that group being the Horn and Austin Radio Network.
Basically two tables worth of people. That was about it.
Two tables worth.
Yep.
Some of whom Irish goodbye before they ever sat down at the reception table.
Yep.
That is wonderful. Well, and it's also a little bit embarrassing, too, for a group that prides itself on communication. But I'm going to list them off. I'm sorry. Everybody's getting thrown under the
All
bus
right.
here.
Here we go.
Apparently, it started with Snoop.
Okay.
Who was at the ceremony but missed the reception.
I saw him through the window during the ceremony, walking up to the building, and then never saw him again.
Love that. Christina, who was at the... See, and I have to go based on you here because there's I have my own little story.
That's true.
Christina was at the ceremony and the start of the reception.
That is correct. And about the time dinner was going on, at some point I lost track of her, and then I guess at that point she was gone.
So that's two for two.
Uh-huh.
The next two were Rod and his lovely bride, who stuck around for at least a little bit of the reception because I saw and got to say hello to both of them. They pulled off what I have to consider one of the more savvy Irish goodbye moves that I've ever witnessed, and that is getting full drinks, putting them down on the table, and then you look away, and 2 minutes later, they're both gone. So that's four for four. Next up, we have one Kevin Dunn, who he stuck around through dinner.
He did, yeah.
And I think it was maybe right after the first dances occurred that he just had to duck out. So he Irish goodbye'd it. By the way, these are all Irish goodbyes. This is at most saying goodbye to the bride and groom, but in some cases stiffing the bride and groom too. So that's five for five.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot Bucky Godbolt.
Ah, Bucky,
he
yes.
jetted before Kevin Dunn did. Bucky, who said, oh, I need to go say hi to Zay's mom, introduce myself to Zay's mom, and maybe grab a quick bite. So I just, like, watch him go to the buffet line where she is, and I'm like, you may want to wait for her to not be serving food before you're offering this goodbye. That was part of Bucky's strategy, though. He knew she wouldn't be able to shake a hand or anything, that he could get in, say what he had to say. She's trying to, like, continue to move through this buffet line, and then he bolts from there to where I didn't even get a goodbye from that guy, the guy I was sitting next to. So Kevin is after that, so right now we're at seven.
Yeah.
Next we have Aaron and Nadine,
yeah,
who Irish goodbye'd. Aaron made it seem like he was going to the bathroom, and then I find out 5 minutes later from Nadine, because we're having a pretty funny conversation about having kids.
Right.
She's like, oh, Aaron told me to go meet him in the front. He was going to have the car pulled up in 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, so Aaron acted like he was going to the bathroom to Irish goodbye
and it. Then went getaway car.
And then went getaway car.
Yeah.
So that's nine for nine right there. You and Wendy were the next to leave. Now, granted, y'all stayed late because yeah. I was the one that ended up staying the latest. Also, Irish goodbye to it. But y'all stayed past the Soul Train-style dance line.
Yes, and you told me I had to keep the run going of Irish goodbyes.
That's right.
So I said,
work for a Guinness World Record here.
So I did say goodbye to the groom. I said goodbye to Zay. And then on the way out, I might have kind of pointed your way, but I didn't actually say the words goodbye, so I thought that counted, and then we were gone.
Good. Even if I'd seen it, I would have acted right now like I had not seen it.
You would have ignored it.
So that's 11 for 11 right there. So then all of the pressure is on me to make sure that I don't get busted saying goodbye to too many people on my way out. Well, I go through the Soul Train style dance line, which we can talk about in a second.
Yes, we do need to talk about that.
But before we talk about my exit, I do need to talk about my arrival, because I think I invented something new with the Call Your Wedding yesterday, because I was dealing with a kid at home who was a little bit sick yesterday morning, and it turned into a lot of bit sick around the time that I was planning on taking him over to his grandma's, he and his sister, so that I could make the wedding, make the ceremony and the reception, obviously. Well, he was in rough shape, and so I was like, there's no way I can take this kid even across Cedar Park, and then mom's going to have to pick him up. Like, he just needs to be in his room right now. So I don't know if I can go to this wedding anymore, because Justine works until 5 o'clock.
Right.
Well, Justine gets off a little bit early. She understands the dilemma, and she knows that I still want to try and make a little bit of this wedding if I can. So she ends up getting home. I rush down to South Austin, where this wedding is. Beautiful venue, by the way, at the Arlo off of 290.
It's very nice.
And I get there at the start of the reception. So what am I going to start to call this now, and what am I going to try and pull off going forward with every wedding?
The Elling hello?
The Irish hello.
Oh, the Irish hello.
Where you skip the ceremony altogether and show up right when the reception begins. Because let's be honest, for anybody who has gotten married out there, with the exception of those standing up with you at the wedding, which I obviously was not for Zay, what's the part of the wedding that you remember about getting to hang out with everybody else? It's not them sitting in the pews or in seats watching you get married.
Right.
It's everybody partying afterwards.
Ah.
So I attended the part of the wedding that Zay and Jesse are going to remember best for those that they got to hang out with. They're not going to remember who was sitting where during the ceremony.
But when someone asks them, did Trey come to your wedding, they will be able to say, absolutely he did, because they'll remember you from the reception.
Exactly.
There you go.
So Irish hello, and then I ultimately did have to Irish goodbye it also. I did give Jesse one more hug, told her she looked beautiful, said thank you so much for including us, did the same thing with Zay, left, got grabbed by somebody. Boy, this is going to be a little bit embarrassing for me. Father of the bride, who is a huge fan of the radio station.
Yes, he is.
He saw that I had my jacket and I was leaving, so he grabbed me on the shoulder. Uh-oh. I gave him a shoulder shimmy and just walked straight out.
What?
So I didn't even say one final word to him.
To preserve your little Irish goodbye group, you stiffed the father of the bride?
12 for 12. I'm pretty sure the previous record was 11. But we are now 12 for 12.
Oh,
and so, yes,
God.
I did my part to where we could achieve this Guinness Book of World Record.
Just so I know how the Guinness thing works, does it count if anybody in our group technically said goodbye to anybody in our group?
No.
That doesn't count?
No.
Okay, because I did technically have a slight fist bump with Rod and his wife as they filled up those drinks and exited.
Well, the drinks were still on the table, so I think you got the fist bump early, or did you know exactly what was happening right there?
He looks over at me and he says, she's about to get up and go, and then I'm going to get up and go. And then as they go out, I was like, I just held my fist up and they both tapped it on the way out.
No, because you're in cahoots at that point.
Okay.
So
I'm a part of it.
It does not break the Irish goodbye.
Gotcha. Yes, that was an impressive part of it. I had not experienced that many Irish goodbyes at once. So that was fun to see the radio crowd do that. And again, our best to Zay and his wife and their families. It was a great ceremony. Good length on the ceremony. You weren't there for it, obviously, like you just said, but a good length. Nothing worse than a wedding that goes too long, where the ceremony drags and drags and drags, and there's poetry, and the dictionary defines love. It's like, oh, my God. It was the right length. Preacher did a great job. Good mix of a little humor, throwing in the buoy, you know, high school connection for a lot of people in the room. All that was really good. But by the time you would have even started to think of how long has this gone on, it's already done. I mean, they're already on the way out. It was good.
Really enjoyed the speeches, too. How about one of the bride's friends who gave the speech and started with, I'm a writer, and I wanted to pay tribute to you guys with a song that I wrote for you. And she let it hang in the air for like 5 seconds. And I just like kind of scanned the room with my eyes, and you could see everybody thinking the same thing. Oh, bleep.
Yeah.
How do we get out of this room right now? And then she just says, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that to
y'all. That was well done. Yeah, that was well played. Well played. We had a great time at Isaiah's wedding. We hope you had a good time on your Sunday and maybe found something to distract you from, oh, I don't know, certain NFL activities.
Oof.